Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, Jean-Marc. How are you?
I'm great. And you are also editor of
The Journal of Counseling and Addiction, as well as an associate editor for the Journal of Bullying and Social Aggression.
Okay. Well, I think that's a new one, isn't it?
That's correct. We're always working hard here.
Lavelle, a lot of media coverage in the past several months, and in particular the last few weeks, about a term called the rape culture, which a lot of this is related to colleges and universities across the country. When we hear that term, just exactly what is meant by it?
I think for the most part, Jean-Marc, and I really appreciate the subject matter that you bring into your listening audience this time around, because it's a very, very important subject matter. We do know that there was a recent article in Time magazine, the April edition, that basically said the Department of Justice is currently investigating 55 major universities in the United States because of their irresponsible activities as it relates to reporting sexual assaults. And that's a very serious allegation there.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing among students that you counsel at A&M Commerce?
I think for the most part, Jean-Marc, the counseling center that we have on campus and then the community counseling clinic that we have downstairs, I don't necessarily deal with the counseling aspects of that. But we're having individuals who are coming in alleging certain things are being leveled against them. And these are very serious violations that this university takes seriously, as well as the county here.
Mm-hmm. So you hear from both young women and from young men on both sides of the question.
Correct. And I think it's important to understand, because when you raise the issue about men, I work with a group called the Texas Association Against Sexual Assault here in Texas, and we know that 10% of men are actually sexually assaulted themselves.
Mm, and that's something we never hear about, is it?
That's correct. But we also know, Jean-Marc, that for the most part, sexual assault in of itself is just really been looked upon. It's been unwarranted sexual activities against another person. That could be groping a person. That could be unwanted kissing a person. That could be touching a person. That also with voyeurism or exposing one's private parts to another individual.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Lavelle Hendricks, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling here at A&M Commerce, and the subject of rape culture is what we're focused on this morning. You have some organized programs, I understand, that in which you work with students on this particular subject.
That's correct. When we work with TASA, the Texas Association Against Sexual Assault, we bring individuals in. Lynn's a good friend of mine down in Austin. He'll come up and present workshops, not only for students here at the university, but for the community as well, sharing with them the dangers associated with sexual assaults.
And you see that these programs have a good effect?
I think for the most part, Jean-Marc, it is really an awareness to individuals when you begin to explain the definitions of sexual assault, what rape is and so forth, that individuals begin to, you know, open their eyes and go, oh, you mean really, I can't walk up and if I wanted just to pat her on the back or want to pat her on the behind or basically kiss him on the cheek, that I could possibly get in trouble for that. It's important to understand any type of sexual activities that's unwarranted, has not asked this to come up on themselves, yes, you can get into trouble for that.
Do you think that and I can see how kids could be confused, because they are getting so many conflicting messages, and they get one set of messages in the popular culture and popular entertainment, and those messages don't always comport with what you just said.
That is correct. But the White House task force basically had a survey done, and they found that 1 in 5 college students, 1 in 5 college students, before their career ends, will experience some type of unwanted sexual advances. But it's also important to understand, Jean-Marc, that no means no. That's the bottom line. If the individual says no, it stops.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if in some way this discussion that we've been having recently points to a return to more traditional attitudes that existed long ago and that we haven't seen for a while.
It all goes back to the point that no still means no. It doesn't matter how a person may carry him or herself. It means no.
Is there anything that we can characterize as just common sense that you say to college kids, and you may have already said it a time or two. I guess you just did say it, didn't you?
It said frequently. And I think it's also important, John Mark, for your listening audience to know, and November is part of what we have in the Department of Counseling, Psych, and Special Ed, the Ruth Ann White Day. Dr. White was a distinguished professor here at the university, and we're having a conference in November that actually addresses this subject matter, sexual assaults.
Lavelle, thanks for the time.
Always enjoy my hot chocolate, John Mark.
Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.